Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Kama, Daf, Pei, Vav. Begin a bomb, Pei, and a base, but a bomb at a page. Ba'ira, ba, four lines up in the middle of the line. Come along, Rabbi, and he asks the following question. Shevas hapochasso bedamim mahu. Says Rashi, we're talking about a case where someone goes along and what happens. Shevas hapochasso bedamim, hikau maka shu tsarich lishbos menachto. A person gets a wound that he has to sit and stop and he's to rest from his work. For sofalios shalim kibitchila, but eventually he's going to go back to exactly what he was. Veinkara l'shevas, there's only just like unemployment. Aval pochasso achshav bedamim, now he's worth less than money currently in a state of injury. She'im hayaba limkor achshav hayadamim pochasim. If you would right now be sold, the money would be less. Rashi says, mahu, mi mechayva pchas dam of the hashta or lo? Do you pay him according to value, which is now or no? Hey chidam, he says, what's the case? It's like where he smashed him on his hands, his hand gets shriveled up, meaning he's now can't use it, right? But it's going to come back, it's going to heal. My, what's going to be the din? Kevin to sofalaxo, since it's going to go back to what it was. Lo yoyev le velo midi, so therefore he doesn't have to give him anything. Meaning he doesn't pay him for the value that's gone down because of that. But he does have to pay him, you know, the loss of income that he had over there. But he doesn't do that. Oh, Dilma hashta miyas afchase. Right now, he's less, right? So Rashi says, kibbut sovelach lo yivle d'me yado. You don't give him the value of the hand, right? Or maybe we say hashta miyas afchase. Right now, he reduced it, so therefore it went down in value. He says to pay him for that. Toshima, let's take a look. We're going to see over here that this is going to tell us from the Mishnah that he is going to have to pay for this temporary loss. Hamaka avivim of los abem chabura. Someone goes in and smashes their parents, smash them up, but they didn't make any chabura. Rashi says, they don't love chiv misa. Achi asav chabura be'ilein achen hanechnakin. Gemara in Sanhedrin. So, and someone goes and wounds their friend on Yom Kippur. Beep, turn the page. Chayev bekulon is going to be chayev in all of them. Rashi says, chamisha devar, meaning nezek, tzar, ripoy, shevas, and boshas. Hi, lo asa b'chabura, echidami. Now, what are we talking about here? That this kid didn't make a wound when he gave him the smash on his parents, and he didn't wound them. Rashi says, shehe hezek below chabura. Lavkon shikoya yado. Is that talking about a case where he smashed on the hand and then it you know shriveled up? Rashi says the bein sofa lachzor the bein sofa lachzor lekalamimer the kol below chabura sofa lachzor who, right? So he says where it got all shriveled up a sofa lachzor, but it's ended up going back to its original state. Vikatani chaybekulon, yet it still said you're chayv in all of them. Oh, so what do you see? You should be chayv in all of them. As Gemara Amri, this is not a raya, not a raya, not a raya. Hachmai Steams, maybe what are we talking about? Kigon shecherisho velo asa b'chabura. Maybe we're talking about a case where he made the parents deaf, but he didn't actually make any wound on them, which is permanent damage. So you don't have a raya from there. Ay, v'amirabba, what do you mean? It's a chorish of aviv nerag. It says, you know, he makes your father deaf, then you're killed. Fishiev shalach harisha b'lo chabura. It's not possible to have harisha. A person being in a state of, he loses his hearing without some sort of wound. Tipsa didma nafla le b'udme. A drop of blood fell inside of his ear, and therefore, of course, he's going to be killed for that. Like the Gemara, Ella Hachamai Skin, what are we dealing with? Kigon She Gilcho. We're talking about a case where he shaved his father's head. Rashi says, his father's value now goes down. The guy's bald. Says the Gemara, Gilcho Medar Hadar. But if he shaved his head, he's getting his hair back. Vahainu Bayan. In such a case, his hair is going to grow back. That is exactly what our question was. You shave the head, and you're going to be chayev now, so you see, oh, it must be this temporary loss over here. It's considered something you're going to pay for. Says the Gemara, Amri, Hachamai Skin, what are we talking about? Kigon shesachu nasha. There's a type of cream that you put on the head in order to go ahead and to take off hair, and it also stops it from growing. So that's shesachu nasha, where you put this stuff on, and that's what ended up happening here, says Rashi. Sam Hamesh is a sayer, ve'enu chozer, ve'ikin nezek, daha afchasei mikaspe demumu. So there's no raya from the idea of temporary that can be learned out from this Mishnah. Let's just take it back one step at the bottom of Amud Beis that we just saw before. We said that Hamaka of Avim, of Lo Asa Behem Chabura, that you're going to be chayev bit kulan. You're chayev in all of them. So now we're going to break that down just a little bit. Break it down. Here we go. Tsar. Deisle kartufe bereshe. Tsar is when he has a crack in his bikayim chatotim. These cracks like in his head, in his forehead, scalp. Vitzavche mahanu kartufne, and he cries out when you put on this ointment on that area. Because of the drug that's put on, the cream that's put on. We evaluate how much a person would pay to not have to go through that pain, but to do it something that wouldn't cause that pain, and the son has to pay that amount that he goes through. Repoy, what's the repoy? He has the healing, the bayase, because he has to pay for all the medical stuff that's going to take away the pain that happened because of putting this on. Sheves is unemployment. To have a merakid bekuche, because he would dance at at the bars. He was a bar dancer, and now he can't do it, so you got to pay for him. And the way that he actually caused people to laugh and enjoy it, the boy Machvi Gavner Reshe, you have to go ahead and show his head. He would shake his head around in funny ways. Marin Nianua, says Rashi Barosho, Laharos Mine Schok, Kederech Halit Sunim. The hashta achi rape hanach kartufni lo matzi machvi. He's not able to show it. Vafa pisha lo butlu mishar malacha nosol sheves zu holel umelachta bekach. Even though he's not able, he's still able to work a little. But you took away his primary business. If you have to pay him for that, v'lo machvi mehanu kartufni, like back in the Gemara, he's not able to show it now because of this cracks that he has. Boshes, what's the embarrassment? In lecha boshes gadol v'zu. There's no busha more than this. At the end, it makes this guy bald forever. He's not able to get his hair back. But bottom line is that we're not talking, this doesn't help us to our question over here about temporary, because that's something which is permanent. Now, it says the Gemara, Milsa de Boy le Rabba, Pshita le Labai lach Gisa, Ulurava lach Gisa. And this thing was a question. The Rabba is actually obvious for Rab Abaye in one way and in Rava in another way. They each hold in their own direction of either for sure it's you're going to be chayev or for sure you are not going to be chayev. Diet, Marikal, Yadavitzam. So you give him a smack in the hand and it goes and shovels up and able to be used as something like so, but it's going to come back. Abaye, Omer, Abaye comes and says, No, Silo, Shevet Gedola, Shevet Katana. You got to pay this guy, Shevet Gedola, means being serious unemployment. Says Rashi that the Mei Yado, when we talk about the Gedola, Shevet Gedola, is the Mei Yado, the value of his hand. Shevet Katana, Kol Yomim, Sheyipo, Lemishkov, Rona, So Kilu, who Shomer Kishuim. We look like he's a garter of Kishuim, of cucumbers. Verava, Marino, No, Silo, Ella, the Mei Shifto, Shevet Yom. All he gives him is the Mei Shifto. The value of what is loss of working right now, his daily loss, until he gets better. So they go ahead, and Rava and Abaye have a machlokas whether or not is you pay on this temporary loss. Tamara, how could they out of it if you shall come here? Let's say a person goes and cuts off the hand of his friend's Evid Ivri. Then Abaye Amar. Rashi's kutei mamish, the ends of lachsa, meaning it gets caught completely and it's not coming back. Abaye says that notes in lo shevas gedola le'eved. It gives shevas gedola, that's the meyado, to the eved, to the hand, and v'shevas kitana l'rav. Shevas kitana, we said, was all the days that he's mishkav, and we give that to the master. Rav Amarav says, "Kol Yudas 11, everything gives it to the Eved. V'yilakech behen karka, and they should buy karka with it, with that which you do. V'arav ochel peros. So then the master gets to eat the peros from this field. Pshita pichisetzel atzmo. Obviously, we know, it's obvious, that if the value went down, if the only impact that happened is to the Eved himself, but it doesn't go down in value to the Rav, doesn't stop him from working. Hey, what's a case like that? The Paskele Reish Une, let's say, chops off the tip of his ear or the tip of his nose, which doesn't impact his work at all. Kol Atzma, everything goes to the Eved. But if the value went down, it's to the Rav, then plucked up by Rava, that's going to be the Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Hey, now back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had mentioned the very last statement of Pei Gimel Amid Beis, that boshes akolafia mavayish from his bayish, everything goes according to the one embarrassing, the one who gets embarrassed. Akolafia mavayish from his bayish. My Mastisin, who Mani Mastisin, who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Meir v'lo Rabbi Yehuda, El Rabbi Shimon Hu, Rabbi Shimon Hi. It's not. We learned in a Braisa. Vekulan, in reference to all of them, I don't care if you're talking about now in this context, someone rushes Aniya Vashir, whether the poor or the rich. Rona son Kielahim b'nei Chorin Shiyardu b'nei Chseim. We look at them as free people who lost their property. Rashi says, filu esa ashirim, kilu yardu. Vein, says Rashi, vein shamin esa ani lefi anuso lahakil, velo esa asher lefi asher. We don't evaluate whether you're an ani or an asher. Shaharei ein lidmei boso sof ela kulon shav mekach. Everyone's equal in this regard. So says the Gemara. Again, Kul and Rona, son Kilahim, Bidei Chorin, Shiyod, the Milchsein, they lost their money, Shem, Bidei Avram, Mitzvah, Yaakov. They're the children of Avram, Mitzvah, Yaakov. Divri, Rabbi Meir, those are the words of Rabbi Meir. So we don't look at a person who's poor, according to how poor he is, because then there's going to be a Kula for the one who attacks. Like, okay, you're not embarrassed. And we're not going to assess the embarrassment of a rich person according to his wealth, because then there's no end how much you could ask for. Everybody ends up like they're equal. Even the rich feel like they lost their money. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hagodol lefi Gadol. No, it depends according to a person's value. And that is the great person, the wealthy person, goes according to his greatness. V'katan fi katno. And they cut them because he gets paid according to his value, according to his, until his katno. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ashirim. Rabbi Shimon says, when it comes to rich people, Ro'on Osan Kilehim b'nei Chorin Shodim Hasem, we look at them as if they lost their money. That's like Rabbi Meir said, Aniyam kipchusim shemem. But when it comes to poor people, we look at them like the smallest amount. We look at poor people like the most nebuchs of these people who are not really going to feel so much embarrassment. This is a poor person. He doesn't really get so embarrassed. Think about it. Like a person walks into the room, poor, whatever it is. Someone's like, oh, loser. I was like, he's a good guy, whatever. A rich person, someone's like, loser. He's like, oh my gosh, what could you say to me? Oh my goodness, I'm so embarrassed. Therefore, money, who is it? Rabbi Meir, when I say to Meir, Masisa Kalani, I call the Fiam and Vashem is Bayesh. It goes according to each one, according to what they are. And that's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Meir, Kulu Bahadi Adadin, he puts them as equal. V Rabbi Huda, Masnisa Katani, Mavayesh, as Asuma Chayev. Rabbi Meir is going to teach later on the base that someone who embarrasses a blind person is going to be Chayev. Vili Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Suma in Laboshes. He says they have no embarrassment. El Alav, Rabbi Shimoni. Must be that it's going according to the world of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon goes, like Rashi says, like our Mishnah, that makes a distinction between whether it's rich or whether it's poor. Says the Gemara, feel it's Rabbi Yehuda. You can even say it's Rabbi Yehuda, even though the Mishnah says later on that if someone who's embarrassed is a blind person is going to be Chayev. And he says they have no embarrassment. Kirbi the same Labosh is when he says they have no embarrassment. Lemishko mine. That is in reference to taking money from him. As if he embarrasses you, don't take. But to give him money, then Yavina lay, then we go ahead and we have to give. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. How many can thought he's safe from the fact we're having the seifa? That's the end of the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Hamavayish is a yoshein chayev. Someone embarrasses a sleeping person, you're chayev. The yoshein should be a shpater, but a sleeping person who embarrasses someone else is going to be putter. But look at that, he suma should be a shpater. It doesn't say a blind person does this, going to be putter. Mechlad deloshna hacha veloshna hachi. That means to say, it implies that there's no difference between this way or that way. A blind person, if he gets embarrassed, gets it. And if he embarrasses someone else, he has to go and pay up. So there, then if that's the case, it can't be going like Rabbi Yehuda. There's Gemara, Elo Mechvarta Masisa Rabbi Shimon. It must be our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon, like we tried to say, and now we end with. Next, Man Tana Lehoda Tana Rabbanon, who's the author that said the following idea? Niskavin Levayish is a katan. Let's say a person had kavana. They wanted to go into embarrass a katan. Ubiyish is a gadol, but they embarrassed a gadol. No sin le gadol, so what does he do? He gives to the gadol, the main bosh is a katan, the amount that he was intending to do to the katan. Levayish is a evan. If he wants to embarrass an evan, Ubiyish is ben chorin, but instead he was Levayish ben chorin. No sin le ben chorin, the main bosh is evan, the amount of money that was for a evan. Mani, who is that? Lower Rabbi Meir, Velo Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Rabbi Shimon. It's none of them. Kasaka Daitach Katan, Katan Binechasim, Gadol Binechasim. The Gemara said that we would think that if that's how we understood big and small, as one's poor and one's rich, then he, Rabbi Meir, if you want to say to Rabbi Meir, ha'amar kula b'hadei adadinu, he says that we evaluate them all equally. If you, Rabbi Huda, if you say it's Rabbi Huda, ha'amar, he said, la'avadim boshas, he says that, I'm sorry, ain la'avadim boshas. There is no boshas to avadim. So can't be him, because you said that there's going to be at least something going on there. If you have a Shimon, he says if someone has covenant to do embarrass one, ends up embarrassing somebody else, then Pater, you're going to be Pater, you're off the hook. My time or why? Kiktala. It's just like killing. Maktala ad the miskavin lay. Just like when it comes to killing, it has to be a covenant for it. Tachsev va'arav lo v'kam lo. That it says that he ambushes him and he rises up against him and he kills him. And the fact that he's saying that is actually skaven lo, it's got to be of kavanah, in particular for that person. Boshes nami atem is kavan lay. Also embarrassments like that also. Dechsev v'sholcha yadav v'chzika b'mvushav. Like the pasuk says about a woman who tries to save her husband when someone attacks him, and she sends forth her hand and grabs him in a place which is embarrassing. And it's telling us that you're not going to be chaya for it, actually skaven lo, unless you had intention to injure this person. So then, who exactly is the Braisa? Says Gemara Liolam Rabbi Huda, really Rabbi Huda. V'chikam Rabbi Huda in love of the Boshes. And when does he say that there's no embarrassment? L'meisva luhu. That's in reference to, that's just in reference to actually paying the money. Of a l'meisham, in order to go and do like a shuma to an evaluation, of course you can do shaminabu. Of course they have embarrassment. The person is a slave, he's able to get embarrassed. But they just don't get money from the embarrassment. Therefore we evaluate what it is, and that amount's given to the free person who would end up getting embarrassed. Feeboy Sam, another answer is a feel of Tim Rabmeir, keeping sister of Mayor. Me suffered Gadol Gadol bin Chasim, Katan Katam is Chasim. Is that what you want to say? It means in terms of rich and poor? No, it means Gadol Gadol Mamish. It means big. It's a big guy, meaning a Gadol. Someone is not a Katan. The Katan Katam, someone is a Katan. Someone is a child. The Katan Barboshes, who is a Katan of Barboshes? Right? You mean to tell me that they get embarrassed in such a way? Nah, it doesn't make sense. He doesn't feel like type of embarrassment. He's a kid. So we're in. To the Rapapa, the machlemu le umichlam. There are ketanim that straightforward that they can embarrass and they can become embarrassed. Tachanami. So here also we're dealing with the type of a katan who's on such a level, who has that level of maturity. Beep, turn the page. Pay vavamaze. The machlemu le umichlam, that they embarrass him and he becomes embarrassed. As Rashi Kishmaskir and Lo Boshes, machlemu so. Then he goes and he feels pain. Oh, I translated the previous part wrong on Aleph, meaning that the machlim leum machlim means they embarrass him and he becomes embarrassed. Like it actually does feel that type of embarrassment. Okay, Zokta, next. Heilige, Heilige Mishnah, which we saw a bunch of already. Hamevayish esaedim as ha'arom. Whoops. Someone goes in and they embarrass a person who's arom, a person who's not dressed. Hamavayis is a sumo. Someone goes embarrassed again. Let's say they go and they spit at them or something like that. The Hamavayis is a sumo. Someone embarrasses a person who is blind. Ve Hamavayis is a yashin, or somebody who is sleeping. And it turns out afterwards you realize somebody did something to them. Chayef. You're going to be chayef to go and pay boshes, the embarrassment that you caused them. Ve yashin shabiyesh. Let's say the person who is sleeping embarrassed someone else, potter. Then he's going to be off the hook because. Yeah, well, we'll see. He's going to be put there. Nafal minagak. And somebody fell off a roof. Chmano l'san. V'hizik u'biesh. And he injured and embarrassed someone else. Chayav al-anezik, chayav al-anezik. But he doesn't have to pay for the embarrassment that he caused him, that he caused the person. Ad shehim iskavin, unless it is it's done, b'kavano. It's pretty impressive to jump off of a thing on purpose. Tanu Rabbanan, Bisho Arum Chayev. If you go and embarrass someone when they are not dressed, then they're naked, then you're Chayev. Inu Doma Bisho Arum, Bisho Lavush. But embarrassing someone who's not dressed, you can't compare that to embarrassing someone who is dressed. Somebody's already naked and he gets a little embarrassed. Okay, whatever. It's not really as intense as someone who's totally dressed and whatever it is. So if you're going to pay more for one over the other. Bishtu b'beislam amerchatz chayev. Someone embarrassed another person in the beis amerchatz, the bathhouse, is chayev. Ain't a doma bishtu b'beis amerchatz, the bishtu b'shok. You can't compare in the bathhouse than the shok. Again, in the shok, it's going to be more embarrassing. Amar mar, bishtu aron chayev. It says that if you embarrass someone while he's naked, then you're going to be chayev arum barboshes who? So you say, really, is a person who's arum is a person who can become embarrassed? Says Rashi, b'tamia kibedin makbed leilich arum b'fnei b'nei adam miav barboshes. This guy, he doesn't mind walking around in the nude. So then, what are you talking about? Why would you think that he's the person who gets embarrassed? I'm Rav Papa, my arum. What does it mean when it says arum? What it means is the asa zika karkichna lamane. There was a very strong wind that came and pulled up all of his clothing, right? So it's like a person walking in the street and the wind comes and shoots up their robe. Vasahu, and then the person comes the linu tfei ubaisha and lifts up even more, and then it causes him even more state of embarrassment. He didn't want it in the first place. Bishul beisamechus chayev, you go embarrassed. I'm going to beisamechus chayev. Beisamechus barboshesu. That place is embarrassed in such a way, like there's no embarrassment over there. So what are you talking about? Omar Papa Shabiso al gava nahar. It's talking about when it's by the river, where he goes to bathe by the river, and that's not an area people like just expose themselves. If he embarrasses another one while the other one is sleeping, and then that person died in his sleep, and he never even knew that he was embarrassed in the first place, mahu, what's going to be the din? Rashi says, b'yish adam yashin, umeis mitoch shnoiso, v'lon hikar b'bishto, sh'asas lo zeh, he didn't even know that he did in the first place, what's going to be the din? Mahu. My can we buy a leg? What exactly is the question here? Amar Zvid, hachik my body. This is a question. Mishum kisufahu? Is the whole thing based off the embarrassment that the victim feels? V'ha mislev aleslai kisufa? It's a moire de kavart here. And this person, he died, didn't feel it, so there's no problem. Odilma mishum zilusu. Maybe it's because this is a mizalzel in him. Rashi says, mizalzel bo b'fnei rabim. Aliban, even though he isn't placed in his heart, still, this is a thing that you behave in such a way. V'ha ozle. And therefore, now he goes, look, he's put down in, and that's what he did. He was mezalzelim, even though the guy doesn't know about it at all. Toshima, Toshima. Rabbi Meir Omer. We're going to see if the person is going to be chayev in this case. The Meir says, Chirish, Shota V'Katan. No, I added that in. Chirish V'Katan, Yesh Lam Boshes. They should get boshes, payment for that. Shoita in lo boshes. When it comes to shota, a person who doesn't have, you know, who's not in his right sense, right mind, he doesn't get it. If you want to say that one's going to be chai because it's just out of the zilusa, that's why the Brisa says that a katan is going to be chai, is included in a case of being compensated because of he's mizazalim. If you want to say that it's because of the embarrassment, katan barboshes, is he even a barboshes? No, he's not a barboshes. Says Gemara, elamai, then what's the reason he's going to be chayef? Mishum zilusa. Because zilusa, I feel a shotanami. Then a shota should also go ahead and get paid because he's being mizulzal. What's going on? It says Gemara, Amri, shaita, when it comes to a person who's not in the right state of mind, en l'chaboshes gulu mizu. There's no greater embarrassment than this. Therefore, you can't get to a point where you're going to embarrass him any further. So at this stage, even the person doesn't know about the fact of being embarrassed, you're going to be chayev for doing this person. Let's learn out that it's because of mzalzel that you're going to be chayev. Dimishum kisufa, because we want to say it's because of embarrassment. Caught them by kisufa, is it something that gets embarrassed? It's going, what do you mean? Ketamar papa, like what papa said. What do you mean? The Michalmu leu michlem. There is such a case we can go embarrass him and he'll actually feel embarrassed. Hachanami here too. The machlmu leu michlem. He's going to be embarrassed also. And therefore, it could be because of embarrassment. You don't have a riot to say not like that. Says Gemara, Papa Amar, Hachikamu b'le. This is exactly what his question was. Mishum kisufa di dehu v'ha ma'isle. Is it because of the embarrassment that he's going to be feeling, and therefore he's v'ha ma'isle, and he ended up dying without even knowing about it? Although mishum boshes mishpacha, maybe because it's embarrassment to the family that he's going to be chayev, and even if he doesn't know about it, the family still went down in value now. Says Gemara, Toshma, let's take a look. Chirish v'katan yesh lo boshes. Price says a deaf person and a katan, they get paid for boshes. Shota lo, ain't lo boshes, but shota not. Iyamar bishlam mishum boshes mishpacha, says, because it's embarrassing the family. Hainet katan, that's why he says a katan. because it was all embarrassment. Katan bar boshesu. Tell me, katan be bar boshes. Elamai mishum boshes the bnei mishpacha. I feel shotanami. I'm sorry. Elamai mishum boshes bnei mishpacha. So when I say feel shotanami, it says no. Shota in the chaboshes gula mizu, and therefore we say that it's because of boshes of bnei mishpacha. Says Gemara, we call makom. This should be no mishum boshes bnei mishpacha. The mishum kisufa. Now, it comes out to say, let's learn it because of embarrassing the family. Because we want to say it's because of the, I'm sorry, yeah, embarrassing the family, because embarrassing himself. Does he really get embarrassed? My papa in, what do you mean? Yeah, of course. The machlele mechlem, you actually can get divorced. Embarrassed. Now, Vahatanya, this Hatanya says, Rashi is benichusa. To back up this idea, Rabbi Omer, cheresh yesh bo deboshes. A deaf person, he gets boshes. Shota in lo boshes. Katan, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. When it says that he's going to be is when he gets embarrassed and embarrassed. You embarrass him and he doesn't get embarrassed. It seems to be that the person is, it's going to be for the fact that they feel the embarrassment. If it isn't in the first place, then you're not going to be chayef to have to pay for it. Next part of the mission said, someone embarrasses a blind person. They're going to be chayef. And we seem to say that if a blind person embarrasses someone else, they're also going to be chayef. It's not like Rabbi Huda. The Tanya, Rabbi Huda Omer. Suma ain't lo boshes. Suma doesn't get boshes. If meaning to say, if he goes and he embarrasses somebody else, then he's going to be put there from having to pay boshes. So he says, Suma ain't lo boshes. Fakachay Rabbi Huda poter. Huda would pater. Poter mechayve galios. He would pater him from going to galus or mechayve malchus, and from getting malchus or mechayve misas bezin, and from having a chiyuv of misas bezin. So our mission is saying you are chayev as a blind person to boshes. Clearly, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Frak tekemar my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's pshat? Why would you say that he's not going to be involved in this boshes? Gamar, because he learns out enecha enecha meidim zomemen. He learns out your eye from edim zomemen. Pasuk says, "Vekatzosa es kapa v'lo sochus einecha." Cut off the palm and don't have pity. And v'lo sochus einecha is by Edom Zomim mikigzir shava. Ma hosam sumin lo. Just like over there, sumin and I are included in the idea of Edom Zomim. Afach sumin lo. So to here also, sumin are not included. Mechayve galios. We say that also doesn't go to galos. The time of the brisa below reos. The Torah says, by killing someone by accident without seeing. He did something without seeing. Prat l'suma, which is excluding a person who is blind. Divrei Rabbi Huda, Zagazuk Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Meir Omer lo rabos is a suma. Just the opposite is coming to include a suma. My time with Rabbi Huda, was the pshat in Rabbi Huda, that he's excluding a blind person from the idea of galus. He says, v'asher yavos re'eo b'yar lech tovetzim. The pasuk says also by killing, by shogeg, whoever comes with his fellow into the forest to chop wood. And it means, vafilusuma, it means even a blind person is going to be involved in the idea because he's also able to come into the forest. Because Rachmana, below Reos, and the Pasuk also says, therefore writes, without seeing, Lema'ute, in order to exclude him from this principle. Rabbi Meir says, you're going to be chayev, Kasaf Rachmana, below Reos, without seeing, Lema'ute, to exclude someone who can't see, because Rachmana, Biblidas, also says, without knowing, Lema'ute, we're coming to exclude one who's not able to see, Havi Miyat Achamiyat. Whenever you have a miyat, achramiyat is only coming to include the Rabbi Yehuda. Hahu babli das pratam eskavin l'dasa. Rabbi Yehuda explains that what he's coming to tell you over there is excluding intentions that it comes. Pratam eskavin l'dasa. He's coming to do it intentionally. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only one statement of a blind person, and therefore he's going to be excluded from galus. Chayv Mises Beis Din. Now, what about the idea that a blind person is not going to be involved with Mises Beis Din? Asir Rotzeach Rotzeach Mechayv Galios. It's Gzer Shava Rotzeach Rotzeach. Murder from Galios. Rashi says, "But Misa Ksev Lo Sikhu Kofer La Nefesh Rotzeach." But Galios Ksev La Nushama Rotzeach. So we go and make a comparison. Chayv and one to the other, and that is just like a blind person is going to be Pater from Galios for. Killing Bishogeg, he's also going to be putter from being killed for doing something purposely. Chayvi Malkius, what about Chayvi Malkius? That he's off the hook for that. I say Rasha, Mechayvi Mises Bezdin. There we have a Gzer Shava to Mises Bezdin again from the word Rasha, therefore he's going to be off the hook from that as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.